This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hello, this is Glenn Pugh for AvWeb.com. You know, a lot of pilots are active advocates of general aviation, but few of them put their money where their mouth is the way today's guest does. Gary Bradshaw is founder of PilotJourney.com. Gary, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Glenn, and the entire AvWeb team for having me today.
Well, now, aside from serving as a national recruitment center for pilots, Gary and Pilot Journey have something coming down the pipe that might be the single largest GA push we've seen in quite a while. And we'll get to that in a minute, but before we do, Gary, give us a little background. Tell everyone a little about Pilot Journey, why you set it up, and what it does.
Well, Pilot Journey started out in 2001, and our goal is to help connect prospective pilots to flight schools. The way that we do that and the reason that we do that is that we here are extremely passionate about the life-changing experience that becoming a pilot can achieve for people. So to support that, what we do is we do a very good job, I believe, of helping potential pilots find flight schools. We market discovery flights nationwide, have almost 500 participating flight schools. And what we do is we obtain feedback from the individuals on their discovery flight experience that helps us gauge how well a school is actually performing in a local market. So we really are very passionate about making sure the connection is quality because we know in our hearts that flight training is life-changing. And because of that, it's critically important to help all these potential pilots get started on the right foot.
Yeah, it's not just about making non-pilots into pilots. It's also about doing a very thorough job such that you're really spreading the gospel of flight, aren't you?
Absolutely. I mean, it is really, when pilots are really honest with themselves and they don't try to be, you know, Mr. Macho Pilot, for example, when they're really heart-to-heart speaking to somebody or talking about it, you can tell their passion. You can sense that they love this. And my goal is just to let the true feelings about being a pilot come through in everything I do. And I encourage other pilots to say it like it is. I mean, quite often we don't say to people, you know, I did something and it was spectacular and it's so cool. Our goal at Pilot Journey is to tell the story like it really is.
What specifically in services does Pilot Journey provide and at what cost?
Well, we provide banner advertising in our website. We provide like a pay-per-lead program where schools pay for leads from us, and this is primarily for people interested in careers in aviation. I think the biggest thing is that we provide a learn-to-fly kit that's free. And the learn-to-fly kit is really we call it a learn-to-fly kit, but it really links to some key presentations that people can watch for free just by going to Pilot Journey and clicking on Free Learn to Fly Kit. We make money by selling leads to flight schools and by banner advertising. And primarily, though, we support it by the Discovery Flight Program. We sell thousands of Discovery Flights every year to thousands of people that are interested in taking their very first flight lesson.
Well, you know, it's interesting you brought that up. Times have been tough recently, and there's been a lot of talk about folks cutting back on the extras. How has your business been doing in the current economy? Has business been up or down year over year?
We had an incredible 2009, much better than 2008, which was terrible. 2009, we actually increased our Discovery Flight sales 153%. And just during the Christmas season alone, it was almost 180% from Thanksgiving to Christmas Day. That is just thousands of new prospective people that will take to the air, you know, sometime this spring.
Okay, so riding on that wave, you told me yesterday about a new event you have planned. Please tell everyone what's coming up on May 15th, 2010.
Okay, May 15th of 2010 is a date that was originally put together by EAA and some other organizations like the National Association of Flight Instructors and AOPA and Remos Aircraft and a host of others. What we're doing is we want to support their efforts in having an international Learn to Fly Day. So we've created a website called learntoflyday.com where people will be able to go to not only volunteer to do presentations at their office or flight school or EAA chapter or what have you, but we're going to supply all the tools they need for the presenters, for flight schools wanting to do a presentation at their flight school, a 45-minute Learn to Fly seminar, which talks about flying. We even have some folks in different market in different cities that are simply pilots. They work for a large company, and they're actually going to host a Learn to Fly Day lunch at their office. And they're going to invite coworkers in and share their passion about learning how to fly. So we provide the presentation. I'm sorry, go ahead.
So you're going to have these 45-minute seminars all over the country?
All over the country. Presenter, anybody can present, a pilot, a flight school, an EAA chapter, I mean, an aviation organization that is just excited about aviation. We're going to provide a seminar in a box, complete with PowerPoint. Everything.
And how are people going to find out about the meetings, where they are, and how they can attend?
On learntoflyday.com, we have a list of all the locations, state-by-state listing of all the locations that the public will be looking for to go. We will handle all the media promotion to all the non-aviation media in each one of the markets. That is, inviting television reporters to go on Discovery flights a week or two before Learn to Fly Day, working with radio stations on some really special promotions. One of it is a funny takeoff concept where a radio station announcer within a major market area actually flies around the market and lands at different airports and actually has a raffle and meets fans at all the destinations and broadcasts live while they do it. I have several radio stations in the larger markets participating in that. Our goal is to drive people to the seminars so that flight schools and pilots that hold the presentations, the seminars on Learn to Fly Day, that they have somebody to share their about being a pilot and learning how to fly.
And so anyone can become a presenter, right? As long as they've got a venue and an audience, anyone can host a meeting and you'll provide them with the materials they need to do it.
Absolutely. I mean, it's obviously the people that will want to do it are probably people that are pilots and flight instructors and folks that own flight schools and EAA chapters and, those type of organizations. But we'll provide them everything they need completely free of charge. In fact, not only that, but in the case of a flight school or an EAA chapter, we are also going to do something very unique. We're going to distribute free tickets to all of these seminars. And you might say, well, free tickets, why give away free tickets? Well, first of all, it helps us do a little bit of crowd control. Some locations only have 10 or 15 seats in a small conference room, while others have 100. The second reason is we're going to give the attendee list, when they get their free ticket online, we simply ask them for their name, address, city, state, zip. We're going to supply the attendee list back to that organization, that flight school or that wings EAA chapter, so they can do follow-up on the people that came to their seminar. All of the presenters will be supplied with postage-paid large envelopes. The free tickets have a special barcode on them. They'll be shipped back to Nashville, completely scanned. We'll issue a report back to the presenting organization of who was at their seminar and who registered but didn't show up.
This is all about generating positive interest in GA through positive presentations that recruit new pilots. So what can current pilots who want the industry to grow, what can they do right now to become involved?
Well, right now they can go to learntoflyday.com. And on the top, it says there's a menu link that says for presenters. Just go there, give us your name and address, email address. We'll get you on the list. We'll start communicating with you, finding out what materials, special needs you might have. We'll send you the seminar in a box about the first or second week of March. And then we'll help in any way we can get people to that event. That includes Pilot Journey enjoys having a 285,000 name mailing list of people that have expressed an interest in learning to fly. We will even do email marketing to support the local EAA chapter or flight school, helping to draw people to that event, in addition to working with the media in every single market. In fact, we have three people that work for Pilot Journey starting March 1st all the way through May 30th, just for the Learn to Fly Day program.
What a project. Well, thank you very much for joining us, Gary. This has been Glenn Pugh for AvWeb.com. We've been talking with Gary Bradshaw of PilotJourney.com. Please check out LearnToFlyDay.com and get involved. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.